Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
SummerSlam plans torn up, Extreme Rules plans leaked, and things are coming up Warhorse. For Tuesday, July the 14th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
You have no idea what you've done. You woke up the evil. You woke up. Rated R Superstar. Get some sleep while you can, Randy.
On this day, I see clearly everything is come to life.
SummerSlam seems to be on the verge of being completely rewritten at this point. We've talked quite a bit about SummerSlam and WWE's plans for their big summer extravaganza. This was the time where WWE were hoping to get everybody back into the arenas. We've talked about it quite a few times on the Cultaholic News podcast and on some of the news videos on YouTube as well. The idea that SummerSlam would have been a great place to have a redo of WrestleMania, essentially. Well, the nature of the things in the world right now means that that is not happening. SummerSlam no longer are going to be emanating from Boston as the original plan was going to be. It was going to be a four-day show of SmackDown, NXT TakeOver, SummerSlam, and then Monday Night Raw. That not happening now. We've talked about that at length. We know that's not a thing. And it looks as if, as a result of all of those plans for Boston going to the wall, so are quite a few of the plans for SummerSlam in general. This comes from WrestleVotes on Twitter, who say, was told this weekend the projected SummerSlam card that creative had in place a few months ago has been torn up. Edge's injury played a big part in that, as well as the lack of audience. No fans mean that WWE has very little desire to have Lesnar on the pay-per-view. Two major matches scrapped. So, played at the beginning of this piece, the last thing we heard from Edge, which was that incredible promo where he warns Randy Orton that he's coming for him. But of course, it's not going to happen now at SummerSlam as a result of the triceps injury that Edge suffered back at Backlash. So Edge versus Orton is off the cards. There was talk of doing Drew McIntyre versus Brock Lesnar 2 at SummerSlam in August. As a result of there not being any live crowd there, it's going to be another Performance Center attended show. There's little desire to bring Brock Lesnar in. Lesnar is always brought in as a big money draw for live attendance, it would appear. And simply because there's going to be no need to draw a live attendance, there's no need to bring in Lesnar. Of course, Lesnar is well based in Canada, so there wouldn't be a desire to unnecessarily bring him in. They probably want to hold off on putting Lesnar in front of people again when they can, when there's people back in attendance at wrestling shows. I know Brock Lesnar would be keen to do it in front of live crowds as well. So two big changes to two top matches for SummerSlam as it stands. Now, what will they do instead? There is a lot of people suggesting that Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton could be the way they go for SummerSlam. Randy Orton, lots of momentum behind him at the moment. So it's not out of the realms of possibility that we see Drew and Randy Orton. They have a history. There is stuff that they can pull from for that match. very likely that could be the direction that we go. I guess we are going to see. But as it happens for now, and as it stands for now, plans for SummerSlam torn up by WWE.
You screwed up. You got cocky. You gave me the option for any kind of stipulation. That was a mistake. And I would be a sucker to let you know what that was before Horror Show Extreme Rules. So not a chance that's happening.
Facebook. I'm hooked on Facebook. I used to meet girls hanging out at the mall, but now I just wait for them to write on my wall. Take a look. Facebook.
Yes, Facebook, used by pretty much an entire country's worth of people. And I'm sure if Drew McIntyre wanted to know the stipulation for his match at Extreme Rules, he could just log on. Let me explain. So, WrestleNews365 shared this on Twitter. WWE has, by all accounts, spoiled their own WWE Championship match at Extreme Rules with a Facebook ad. Now, according to the ad, Drew McIntyre is set to face Dolph Ziggler in a tables, ladders, and chairs match. We see the graphic that is shared clearly says WWE Championship match, tables, ladders, and chairs. We have Dolph and Drew in the picture, a whole bunch of tables and ladders and chairs all pictured behind them. It's very blatantly, this is where we're going to go. This sucks. This is a shame. This is where creative and marketing sort of don't chat to one another. The right hand not quite knowing what the left hand's doing, it seems, if this is indeed the case. So that's the match that they're having. It's going to be tables, ladders, and chairs. This is the secret stipulation that Dolph Ziggler was teasing. You know what? Away from all of that, okay, it's a shame that if this is how it gets ruined, then so be it. It'll be a good match. Dolph Ziggler has proved that he can perform on these big stages, whilst he never wins the big one. And that is kind of the theme going into this, that once again, Dolph Ziggler is in a match which he's pretty much not going to win. Regardless, it will be a great match, a great test once again for Drew McIntyre as a champion to perform in a match like this. I don't mind it being leaked. I'm sad it was leaked, but if we're getting a tables, ladders, and chairs match this Sunday at Extreme Rules, or sorry, the Horror Show at Extreme Rules, then that's fine. I'm all right with that. Predictions for the Horror Show at Extreme Rules from all of us at Cultaholic on the YouTube channel before the end of the week. New Japan Pro Wrestling held a press conference on Monday. They are making some announcements about plans going forward. Great to see New Japan fully back into the scheme of things right now. New Japan Road coming up on the 20th, I apologise, which preludes Sengoku Lord on the 25th in Nagoya. Now, New Japan Road is going to be held on the 20th at Korakuen Hall, where there'll be a limited attendance once again, very similar to Dominion. Headlined by a six-man tag, Devil and Dick Togo, the newest members of the Bullet Club, teaming with Taiji Ishimori against Naito, Takahashi, and Bushi. And then just a few days later, the match is going down. Following the primal scream and the demand from Takahashi, it's going to be Hiromu Takahashi versus Evil for both the IWGP Heavyweight and Intercontinental Championships on the 25th of July. Both should be great matches. Both should be great shows. The trajectory of New Japan at the moment is a fascinating watch. We saw two returns on Raw this past week. Shayna Baszler made her presence felt when she beat up a couple of Akira Tozawa's ninjas and has basically declared war on all the women's champions in WWE. We also saw the return of Bianca Belair. She was the tag team partner of Ruby Riott against the Iconics. Belair has been off TV pretty much since her debut. She was looking to be mixed up with the Street Profits, but the decision was made they didn't want to put Bianca Belair in a bunch of comedy skits with the Street Profits and the Viking Raiders. They wanted to hold her back for something else. And seeing her on Raw, I genuinely believe there are big plans for Bianca Belair. I want to talk more about Bianca Belair on the YouTube channel today. So Raw graded a little bit later on. We will go through everything that happened on Monday Night Raw last night, including the returns of both Shayna Baszler and Bianca Belair, two people that could very much change the trajectory of the women's division in WWE. WWE Hall of Famer Tammy Sitch, currently incarcerated at the Monmouth County Correctional Institution. This has been reported by PW Insider. We understand that Sitch was arrested early yesterday morning and charged with operating a motor vehicle during a second license suspension, eluding a police officer, and contempt and violation of a domestic violence restraining order. When we know more about the situation with Tammy Sitch, we will let you know at cultaholic.com. Post-wrestling, we're chatting with Pat Laprade from the Antipodes de la Lutte. And it turns out that Kevin Owens was the guy who raised concerns about the lack of face masks worn at the Performance Center. Kevin Owens felt quite strongly that this should be something that is addressed. So he went directly to Vince McMahon to say that he felt uncomfortable being at WWE tapings with a lack of face masks being worn and a lack of social distancing between the Performance Center recruits as well. Now, Fightful Select reported that Kevin Owens was not part of the June 17th tapings after another positive COVID-19 test in the company. He simply just said, I'm not going to come along for a little bit. I'm going to stand down for this one. Vince McMahon reportedly asked Owens if... actually, they went back and forth and chatted about like things they could do to make people wear face masks. And even McMahon said to Owens, look, if we instigated a fine for those who weren't wearing a face mask, would it work? And Kevin Owens said, well, yes, it would. He was once fined for swearing on television. And after that, he didn't swear again. So it would clearly be effective. So there you go. So it was after that conversation between Vince McMahon and Kevin Owens, the face masks became mandatory at WWE Performance Center tapings during the COVID pandemic. And now anybody that isn't wearing a face mask, we fine $500. And repeat offenders, we fine $1,000. With a TNT Championship match on AEW Fight for the Fallen on the horizon, Sonny Kiss went to Twitter to respond to homophobic remarks made online. Sonny Kiss says the following: thank you to everyone for the overwhelming amount of support. It truly means a lot to me. I've been incredibly open and comfortable with who I am since I was practically a baby. You can't shame someone who is unabashed. LGBTQ plus communities and allies, I completely stand with you guys in making wrestling a more positive and comfortable escape for everyone. That is something we should all strive for. So once again, I thank you. I'll close with this. Sadly, I imagine the people on social media who spew hatred are often feeling more pain and sadness than what they are inflicting on others. I won't speak for everyone, and I'll continue to respect everyone's responses that come naturally to them. We are human. We have emotions. For me, I try my best to not counter hate with hate, but rather confidence. An eye for an eye. Well, you know the rest. To the LGBTQ plus community, this Wednesday, it is on. This is not only for me, but for us. I'm going into this match feeling better than ever. We send nothing but the best of luck to Sonny Kiss ahead of Fight for the Fallen on Wednesday. Now, I'm not one to look past Sonny Kiss's opportunity at the TNT Championship, but a little something happened on Dark last night that has set the internet on fire. During a press conference, Cody was asked about anybody he would like to face in the future for the TNT title, and Arn Anderson interjected.
In the independent world or within AEW that you're looking forward to defending your title against?
Try this one on. How about that Warhorse kid?
Yeah! Warhorse versus Cody. Ah, it's on. You know it's on. At cultaholic.com right now, find out who Chris Jericho suggested should break the streak of The Undertaker. It's very out of left field, and you can read about it on our website, cultaholic.com right now. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is a Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review Watch Along Special. Myself, Matthew Gregg, and Justin Henry watched WrestleMania 2000. We recorded everything we talked about, and you can watch along with us And you know, all you have to do is subscribe to the podcast feed. Just search Cultaholic wherever you get your podcast from. And on the YouTube channel today, a brand new episode of Raw Graded. You and I are going to break down everything that happened on a very busy night of Monday Night Raw last night. Also, on the YouTube channel, Ross will be here with the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw as well. All the weird and wonderful things that happened in 3 hours of Monday Night Wrestling. Ross has got you covered. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.